What are we going to do as a church? Our souls need to wake up. We need to respond to the gospel of Jesus. He said, go into the world.
We don't want to deal with reality, Christian. We don't even want to deal with reality, even though we've been saved from this place.
I'm calling on you today in the name of Jesus to rise up to the call of God. Christ is coming back soon.
If I start telling people about hell, I might just scare them off. Where are you going to scare them off to? Hell number two? People, stop and think about it. If hell really exists, and it does, I didn't say that Jesus did, then don't you think people need to know about it? Can't you at least give them a fighting chance? Or are you just going to sit there and let them burn?
This is Chris from Don't Let Them Burn. Welcome to our show. If you want to support our cause, you can reach us on teespring.com, buy a t-shirt or a mug. You can reach us on Patreon, Fundly, and also you can contact us on our Facebook, Twitter, and of course YouTube. Check out our YouTube, Block Talk Radio, Spreaker. Now, this week we have a treat for you. We have Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Bible Church, and today he'll be talking about The Final Countdown, Volume 3, and he's going to go into specific subjects. So, hey, Pastor Billy, how you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on, Chris, and once again, thanks for having me on. And, you know, another resource that we have that I think would certainly, with what's going on in the headlines, would be useful for your listeners is we have another prophecy book out. It's called The Final Countdown, Volume 3. And basically, Volume 3 is the update that we went through of the whole Final Countdown study, dealing with the 10 topics we talked about last time, the Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy, a one-world religion, one-world government, one-world economy, and the mark of the beast. And we basically went through that whole study again, those topics, except this time it was an update. And that means it's even more current information, other information that was not covered in the previous two Final Countdown versions, Volume 1 and 2. It also goes along with our DVD set, a 30-hour DVD set, also called The Final Countdown. Not Volume 3, but the Final Countdown update. So the book is Final Countdown Volume 3. Yeah, so this time, you know, I think we learned our lesson last time, and we gave it a good shot, but it's impossible to deal with the plethora of this information in such a short amount of time. So instead of trying to run through 5 out of 10 or even all 10, certainly, I thought I'd just pick a couple topics that we deal with in this resource, the Final Countdown Volume 3, and in light of recent events, that's very applicable. And let's see if we can discuss just these small aspects. But anyway, we got two events that I felt led to talk about, certainly in the news, and that's two different shootings that just recently occurred. We, of course, got the shooting in Florida, another school shooting. There was also a shooting at the NSA, and if people aren't familiar with that. But those are hot in the headlines. You're saying, well, what's that got to do with Bible prophecy? Well, a lot. And so the first one with the school shooting, believe it or not, that has to do with one of the 10 things that we cover in massive detail. Certainly won't be able to get to all of it in this interview, but and that's the topic of the rise of wickedness. And this one is, you know, people say, how do you know you're living the last days? And I don't know if you have, are you kidding me? Just turn on your news.
You know,
things are getting wicked. You know, people say, well, things have always been wicked. Yeah, but it's growing exponentially. And Paul warned about this, right? And that's the classic passage, the Bible prophecy passage, 2 Timothy 3. And he says, but mark this, there's going to be terrible times in the last days. Well, how do you know? Well, keep reading. He gives you a whole string of wicked behaviors. He said, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying his power. And then he finishes it up. He says, have nothing to do with them. In other words, mm-hmm. They're a rotten influence. You need to keep away. And again, people say, well, hey, listen, again, we've had wickedness for a long time. But hey, folks, not like this, not like what we're seeing today. Every single one of those wicked characters that characteristics Paul mentions there is commonplace today. And it's different. And we've talked before about how just even in recent years, the wickedness has grown exponentially. Right, it wasn't that long ago that the even here in America, the leading disciplinary problems in schools were, I kid you not, talking, chewing gum, making noise, running in the hallways, getting out of place in line, wearing improper clothing, and listen to this, these rebels, not putting paper in the wastebasket. Ooh, right? And we had shows like Leave It to Beaver, you know, and his biggest crime was, he did something with a bike and he had to go take it back. And it's like, ooh, you know, hey, what's going on today? What's going on in schools? I mean, we've gone from that in just a couple decades to the major problems, talking in the hall, chewing gum, to drug abuse and alcohol abuse, pregnancy, suicide, murder, rape, robbery, and these school shootings, right? It's growing exponentially, and that's what Paul said would happen. That's what's going to happen to the society when you're in the last days, and that's our day. That's a huge mega sign. And so we go even further, of course, in this resource and begin to answer the question, well, how did this happen? Right, because in our country, as I mentioned, your biggest problem was in schools was chewing gum, you know, by and large. How did it grow so exponentially? Well, part of it is going back to the school system. Our school system has been hijacked, and it is no longer what it used to be. I still talk to people all the time that when they went to school every morning, they opened up in school. This is public school, not homeschool, public school. They opened up in prayer. They had the Ten Commandments hanging on the walls in the school. There was Bible study going on in the school. Well, that's all been removed, and it's been supplanted with a lie called evolution. And the problem with evolution is it's not just not true, but it leaves the gates open for wickedness to grow exponentially, right? Because what you believe determines how you behave. If you don't believe that there is a God, which is what evolution would have you and I believe, but it's a lie. But if you don't believe that there's a God, guess what? You're going to act like it. You're going to act ungodly, right? If you believe that we came from an ape instead of Adam, then why are we shocked when kids start acting like apes? Mm-hmm. It's a direct correlation. If you don't believe that there's any meaning or purpose or value to life, why are we shocked when kids are so flippant with taking a life? It's a direct correlation of what we've been doing and the lies that's being put into their brains in the school system. So the school system has to own up to this and play a part in this. But that's what's given rise. And then a lot of people say, oh, you're sounding like a conspiracy theorist guy. There's no listen, this was a deliberate takeover of the American school system. Our American school system for 200 plus years used to teach the kids the alphabet using Christianity, like A in Adam's fall, we sinned all, Z, Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree our Lord to see, etc. See Christ crucified for sinners. That's how they learned the alphabet. In fact, the first teachers in America public school system were almost exclusively pastors. And most of our universities were Christian universities. So you can't sit there and say that it never used to be that way. It was. There was a deliberate takeover. And for people who don't believe me, let me just read to you. These are from humanists. Humanists came in and began to supplant with the lie of evolution and humanism to get us to think there is no God. And again, when you get to that point, you're going to act ungodly, right? But let me read to you some quotes. I'm not making this up. These people admitted that they were purposely replacing Christianity in America, our courtrooms, and yes, the schoolrooms, right? Let me just read real quick. One guy, his name is Orestes Brownson, and he said, quote, our great object was to get rid of Christianity and to convert our churches into halls of science. The plan was not to make open attacks on religion, but to establish a system of state schools from which all religion was to be excluded and to which all parents were to be compelled by law to send their children. For this purpose, a secret society was formed and the whole country was to be organized. So no conspiracy there. The guy admits it. Let me give you another one. Charles Potter. He's a humanist. He wrote this in 1930. He said, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism, and every American school is a school of humanism. Listen to how he mocks us as a Christian. He says, what can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of a five-day program of humanistic teaching? And some of these guys, they're even more blunt. That their whole object was to get rid of Christianity. He said, we must ask how we can kill the God of Christianity. He says, we need only to ensure that our schools teach only secular knowledge. If we could achieve this, God would indeed be shortly due for a funeral service. And let me just give you one more. We can go on all day on this kind of stuff. But he says, I'm convinced. This is John Dunphy, right? And listen to what he says. He said, I'm convinced that the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as proselytizers of a new faith, the religion of humanity, or basically humanism. These teachers, he said, must embody the same selfless dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of educational level, preschool, daycare, or a large state university. Listen to what he says. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. So there you go. There was a deliberate attack to supplant our education system, to replace it with a godless belief system, atheism, humanism, all based on the lie of evolution. And guess what you get from that? What you believe determines how you behave. And so now, for several generations, our kids have not just been lied to, they've been pumped through their heads a lie that there's no reason for life, you came from an ape, when you die, there's no value to life, and there is no God. So guess what you have? You have what we read in the headlines. You got people that do ungodly things, and then I was even seeing one report, and the person was saying, well, you know what we need to do? Is we need to have better police officers armed at the school. It's like you're missing the point, right?
Right.
You need to get God back into the school, right? Martin Luther, listen to what he said back in the day. He said, I'm afraid that the schools will prove to be the great gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the scriptures, engraving them in the hearts of youth. I advise no one to place his child where the scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution which men are not increasingly occupied with the word of God must become corrupt. And that's what's happened to our school system. They've rejected God. They replaced it with wickedness. And that's what our children are being trained in. Okay? And it just goes on and on and on. And if we think it's going to just be a bunch of cops, more cops is going to change it, you're missing the point. Cops can't change your heart, but God can. Right. And since when, you know, these people, same people would say that the Ten Commandments actually would harm the children. One judge ruling basically said it would cause brain damage. Right. Well, excuse me. Let's talk about the Ten Commandments for a second. That used to be in our school system. Did you know one of them says thou shalt not kill or murder? Well, gee, do you think that would have been a good thing to have ingrained in the hearts of the kids that were seeing what's going on with school shootings today? And on it goes. It's crazy, folks. In fact, let me just – and I'll move on to the other topic. But again, why is these school shootings happening? Because we've rejected God. That's really what's going on, right? And the heart of man is wicked, and we're feeding this wickedness with a lie that there is no God, right? But one guy puts it this way. He says, listen. He said, dear God, why didn't you save the children at – and then he goes and lists a whole bunch of the school shootings. Moses Lake, Washington, Bethel, Alaska, Pearl, Mississippi, West Paducah, Kentucky, Stamp, Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, Fayetteville, Tennessee, Springfield, Oregon, Richmond, Virginia, Littleton, Colorado, Tabor, Alberta, Canada, Conyers, Georgia, Denny, New Mexico, Fort Gibson, Oklahoma, Santee, California, El Cajon, California, Blacksburg, Virginia. And of course, you can even add the one that just happened with the one in Florida. And it said, sincerely concerned student. And the reply, dear concerned students, I am not allowed in schools. Sincerely, God. And then he goes on and says this. How did this get started? He said, I think it started when Madeline Murray O'Hare complained that she didn't want any prayer in our schools. And we said, oh, okay. And then someone said, you better not read that Bible in school. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and love your neighbor as yourself. And we said, oh, okay. And then a secularist, Benjamin Spock, he came along and says, you shouldn't spank your children when they misbehave, because their personalities would be warped and we might damage their self-esteem. And we said, well, an expert should know what he's talking about, so we won't spank him anymore. And then someone said, teachers and principals better not discipline our children when they misbehave. And the school administrator said, well, no faculty members in this school should ever touch a student when they misbehave, because we don't want any bad publicity. We sure don't want to be sued. So we accepted their reasoning. And then someone said, let's let our daughters have abortions if they want, and they won't ever have to tell their parents. And we said, well, that's a grand idea. And then some so-called wise school board member said, well, since boys will be boys and they're going to do it anyway, let's give all of our sons all the condoms they want so they can have all the fun they desire and we won't have to tell their parents they got them in school. And we said, well, that's another great idea. And then some of our top elected officials says, it doesn't matter what we do in private as long as we do for our jobs. And we said, hey, it doesn't matter what anybody does, including the president, meaning Bill Clinton, does in private as long as we have jobs and the economy is good. And then someone else took that appreciation a step further and published pictures of nude children and a step further by making them available on the internet. And we said, well, hey, everybody's entitled to free speech. And then the entertainment industry said, hey, let's make TV shows and movies that promote profanity and violence and illicit sex. And let's make record music that encourages rape and drugs and murder and suicide and satanic themes. And we said, hey, it's just entertainment. It's got no adverse effect and nobody takes it serious anyway. So go right ahead. And now we're asking ourselves why our children have no conscience, why they don't know right from wrong, and why it doesn't bother them to kill strangers, classmates, or even themselves. Undoubtedly, if we thought about it long and hard enough, we could figure it out. Surely it has to do with we reap what we sow. Why is this going on? Why is this happening? Well, certainly the Bible prophecy topic, the rise of wickedness, right? Mm. But it's also a direct result because of the wicked lie that's being pumped into kids' schools today called atheism, humanism, based on the lie of evolution, that there is no God. And so why are we shocked when we see all this ungodly stuff? But that's just the wickedness. And the other one, real quick, let me just get to the NSA. And you're saying, NSA, the shooting, the NSA, what's that got to do with the Bible prophecy? Well, the NSA, believe it or not, is a big mover and shaker behind the Big Brother movement. And we see a Big Brother type society that's happening in Bible prophecy, Revelation chapter 13, of course. And there we see that the Antichrist and the false prophet that basically are in a position to apparently micromanage the planet. Because it says in that text that he's going to make order, cause, and force those to obey them. And that if you don't obey them, then they will not only apparently know when somebody, anybody, anyone on the planet doesn't obey them, but they will actually literally take them out. And so you put that text together and you go like, wow, somebody's going to have some sort of technology, a Big Brother society all across the globe. To literally know what people are doing and thinking and tracking them and all that stuff. Folks, I'm telling you, that type of society is not just coming. It's already here, right? And that's what you see with the NSA. And the NSA, by the way, is just one entity. But most people don't even realize, Chris, that right now, 24 hours a day, there's all kinds of mega databases out there that is gathering and storing information on you and I. I mean, everything we do. Yeah. It could be credit card transactions, ATM transactions, magazine subscriptions, telephone numbers, real estate records, car registrations, fishing licenses. Everything is being put in a database. In fact, it's been estimated that every single person is on at least, bare minimum, 300 different databases, huge, massive files that are all around us. And you're thinking, well, that's a pretty big file. I mean, how are they going to store all this? Well, that's where the NSA comes in. And it's not just those things. It's the NSA. Admittedly, their purpose is to monitor, track, and record all cell phone, email, faxes, TV viewing, you name it, is being stored by the NSA. And of course, the NSA stands for the National Security Agency. And that's the rationale, right? They say, well, we're just doing this to get those bad guys, the terrorists. Yeah, but in order to do that, as we know, even in other news items, you're spying on American citizens. And of course, that's the big issue right now. It's going on. One of the big issues with the previous administration, the Obama administration, spying on, using the government agencies to spy on an American citizen, Mr. Trump, at that time, right? And monitor him. Folks, and if you think it just stopped with Trump, man, I got some swampland to sell you here in Vegas. This stuff is going on all over the place. But this is what they are doing. The NSA is keeping track of this. In fact, they got so much information that they are having a hard time containing it all. And not too long ago, they had to build another data center. And this was out in Utah. And let me give you an idea of – oh, by the way, that's not the only one. There's several of them in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's not just this new one. Most people don't realize that. So it's not just going on, but they're storing so much information on us that they keep having to expand, right? Now, just this one, I'm not talking the other ones, just this one data center from the NSA, listen to how much information this thing can store. And this is just what's being shared with us, so I wonder if it's even worse than what they're sharing with us. But to give you an idea of how much this thing can store, the Utah data center for the NSA is capable of storing, listen, it's called zettabytes, 5 zettabytes of data. And you're going, well, what's a zettabyte? Well, let me break it down for you. Watch this, or listen to this. One iPhone, an older one, iPhone 5, they had 16 gigabytes of data storage, right? 1 terabyte, if you do the math, would be 62 iPhones. And stacked, that would be 19 inches high. 1 petabyte would be more than 62,000 iPhones, which stacked on top of each other would reach higher than the Empire State Building. 1 exabyte would be more than 62 million iPhones stacked on each other, reaching higher than the International Space Station. 1 zettabyte, okay, would be more than 62 billion iPhones stacked, and that would reach past the moon. Well, that's just 1 zettabyte. Crazy. This, they have 5 of these zettabytes that could, in theory, and I quote from them, store every email, telephone call, Google search, surveillance camera video in all of America for a very long time. And that's just one of their data centers. And this stuff has been going on for a long, long time. Yeah. And again, it's not just information. It's not just they know everything. And again, I'm talking you everything we buy, everything we sell, everything we search for, all this monitoring video system. It goes even beyond that. And again, we go into massive detail into this in our resource, The Final Countdown, Volume 3, the book, and The Final Countdown Update DVD set. But they go even further than that. There's a whole satellite tracking system that has been tracking us all around the globe 24/7. In fact, if you want to do a little experiment, you could actually download an app on your cell phone that will tell you where all these satellites tracking spy satellites are tracking you. One back in the day was called SpyMeSat, and I think it was only 99 cents if you wanted to get it. But it's a satellite tracking app on your phone, and it will show you in real time where a plethora of satellites right now are tracking us. This isn't just being done in foreign countries; it's being done everywhere. Right. And then that's just the satellite. So it's like they're gathering all this information on us. They're you go outside. They're monitoring you with the whole camera system. They're tracking you with satellites as well as taking not just pictures, but video. Oh, and that's a whole nother thing we exposed, Chris, as we were able to demonstrate that these satellites are actually real live recording video, so much so that if they want to find out about a crime, they could actually go several days back with all this data. It's like a video search engine. And they could dial in where they want to look at something that happened 3 days prior. And they will have actual real life color video of people getting to their cars, going to one location. And of course, you know, that helps them catch those criminals, right? Hmm. But it's not even pictures from the sky. We are literally being video monitored from the sky.
Yeah.
And it's being recorded. I don't have time to get into the transportation stuff. Our cars are being tracked everywhere that we go, whether it be from the databases, the black boxes, which, by the way, Obama, the previous administration, mandated that all new cars now have these black boxes that records everything that's going on. And there's talks of now putting cameras in cars, you know, for insurance purposes, of course, you know, making sure that all that stuff. But also one of the big thing is one study we have on this topic, Big Brother, is a whole study, a whole hour just on cell phones. And you know, maybe I'll just close with that. The cell phone device, folks, that everybody just has to have, even if you're a 7-year-old, apparently, is I got to have a cell phone, right? And cell phones are the biggest tracking device on the planet. And not just a tracking device, they are a listening device and they are a monitoring device, right? And this has come out, folks. This is common knowledge, and we are being conditioned to take this device with us wherever we go, and not only to monitor ourselves, but we're being conditioned that we could use it to monitor other people. You look at a lot of the services and the apps. Parents right now could have a service that via everybody having a cell phone, including their kids, that they could track them everywhere they go, in the car. Did they really go to school? Did they really go to Johnny's house? Right, all that stuff. And parents say, "Oh, this is great." Again, you're conditioning people that it's okay to literally be tracked down like a rat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, even amongst each other, our peers, there's apps that you can get that you can all your friends can sign up, and you could have your friends all be tracked. You could know, you could look at your phone, and you can know everywhere exactly where your friends are at any time. Of course, you know, so that you'll know, so that you can go hang out with them. But again, that's a conditioning device. And they literally track everything, your every move. The police actually not only have fake cell phone towers, we expose this, out and around, they can scan the data off your cell phone. Who you're talking to, your whole database of friends, all this stuff. And again, that's the claim is, well, we're just doing this for the bad guys. But again, you're sucking up everybody's information. They even have, we exposed this, I'm not kidding you, they actually even have, the police have a text message detector gun that they can actually have out there. And they can tell, not just if you're on your cell phone and all the information and access your cell phone, but they can actually tell if you're actually texting. And things of that nature. Okay. And that's a big thing that's being outlawed. So again, we're being conditioned to be treated like a bunch of rats and monitored everywhere we go. And the government, again, as I mentioned, the NSA, folks, this has been going on for a long time and they're still doing it. Okay. And you're thinking, well, how do they do it? Well, some of it, they just do it because they have the technology, and they have these things called dirt boxes, and they literally can go in a plane, a helicopter. They could use drones now. Let alone all these cell towers that are popped up, but they literally can take a plane with that's got this what's called a dirt box device, and they can fly over a whole region area, and they literally all in one fell swoop can scan everybody's cell phone information, which tells them their exact location. It tells them all the personal information with all your people, location, and conversations. But another one, and I'll just share this real quick. Another one people don't realize is we get tricked into voluntarily, if you can believe this, giving them permission to access the database of our cell phones, and create a listening device and a video device. And that's with all these apps that we keep downloading. Okay. In fact, it's not just the apps for like Facebook and all these other ones. That's a whole nother topic I don't have time to get into. But we exposed this. This was actually on the news, if you could believe it. But they, the game apps, a lot of the game apps is when you click OK, right, you are giving them permission to literally take control at any time they want your cell phone, right? Okay. And one of the big ones was Angry Bird. Now, I'm going to read to you a transcript. This is a news report. That we're being tricked, and the NSA is behind a lot of this. Listen to this. The NSA knows what you are up to, and a little angry bird may be to blame. The agency is using cell phone apps to access personal information. This startling revelation comes from NSA leaker Edward Snowden. That's a whole other topic. And it shows that the NSA, along with other foreign agencies, right, can zero in on your location when you are using Google Maps or posting a picture on Facebook or Twitter. Also, when you are playing the popular game Angry Birds on your smartphone, players beware. Big Brother could be watching your every move, gathering knowledge, your age, sex, and other personal information. The White House, this was in the Obama administration, defends the NSA app, saying the agency is not spying on the average Americans, but on people who are potential threats to the country. And I like to say, yeah, because we all know that the Muslim terrorists, the only game they ever play is Angry Birds. That's why they're so upset. It's not, are you serious? Yeah, like the – folks, this is crazy. But this is the stuff that's going on. Okay. And I don't have time to get on the other stuff. We have huge sections on just this type of topic, Big Brother. But this is all happening before our very eyes. And back to just what I just shared in brief on this interview. Think of the prophetic significance, right? The Apostle John is writing this down nearly 2,000 years ago, speaking of the seven-year tribulation, that society. And how in the world is the Antichrist and the false prophet, how are they going to make order, force, and cause people to do whatever they say, okay, and then know if they don't do what they say, and then be able to give out an order and go hunt them down and track them and kill them? Well, simple. All they got to do is to tap into the already existing communication monitoring system, even on cell phones, and guess what? They'll know. They'll know what you're thinking. They'll know what you're doing. They'll know what you're saying. They'll know if you're obeying or not. And folks, that system is not coming. It's already in place. And so again, this is why we try to provide this information, right? This is all going to culminate in the period called the seven-year tribulation. And the good news is, if you're a Christian, you're not going there. God has not appointed us unto his wrath, including his wrath being poured out the whole 7 years in the seven-year tribulation. So the point is this for us today. Hey, listen, if these are the events that are needed to pull off the events in the seven-year tribulation, and those capabilities are already here, then logically, how much more closer is the rapture of the church that takes place prior? So for the Christian, man, we better get motivated. Right, we need to get busy living for Jesus and getting the gospel out, because the rapture is imminent. It can happen any time, right? But if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this, you better get saved. Jesus said the seven-year tribulation is the worst time in the history of mankind, and this is the tip of the iceberg of that kind of society. There is a way out, but there's only one way out, and his name is Jesus Christ. And you need to call upon his name, ask him to forgive you of your sins, believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, and the Bible says you will be saved. Don't delay, because you don't want to be left behind to get into this crazy society. And how do you know it's getting close? Again, just turn on your news. This school shooting at the NSA, believe it or not, most people don't realize these are major mega Bible prophecy issues coming to pass right now before our very eyes.
Amen, amen. People out there that's listening, whether you're saved or not, this great tribulation is coming towards us day by day. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much our world has changed, and you just laid it out. And please seek the information. Go and find the Final Countdown DVDs on getalifemedia.com. You can also find some videos on Vimeo. And next week, we're going to be getting into drones and artificial intelligence. So please stay tuned. And thank you again, Pastor Billy, for coming on.
Hey, thanks again, Chris. And boy, that's a hot topic, huh? AI?
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
All right. All right, everybody. Just please keep reaching people, preaching the gospel, and don't let them burn. If you like our videos, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the notification bell to get all our frequent updates.